The town of Midland is planning on replacing the old wooden docks at the Pete Pettersen Park public boat launch with floating docks. Mayor Bill Gordon said the new docks will cost approximately $100,000. Funds for the project will come partly out of the new $100 resident season pass for boat launch and parking pass the town instituted this spring, which has proven unpopular with some residents. That's the pledge. That the money collected from the users, using the service, will go into the harbor fund and will be used to offset the cost of maintenance, he said. What we've been trying to do is identify niche-type services that a smaller segment of the community consumes and pass some level of cost recovery to them. It doesn't even come close to what it costs to operate, maintain, put in new docks, all that goes with that. But it's something that eases the tax burden from people who don't use the boat launch, Gordon said. Prior to this year, all residents were paying the costs of the boat launch ramp and docks maintenance as it's baked into their taxes. It's a niche group that uses the boat launch, said Gordon, because large boat owners use a marina and others don't have boats. In making the decision, Gordon said they studied other municipalities such as Penetanguishene, which charges residents $150 for an annual boat launch and parking pass. We came in under their price, Gordon said. Gordon said the decision hasn't been popular with some residents, but he said he talked to several of them on the phone and explained that the income would be going back into the boat launch and not into a general taxation pool. Of the 10 people I spoke to who were upset and came into the office, about 8 of them got it and the other 2, there was no making them happy, he said. Dora Charlebois, of Midland, was at the boat launch this week waiting for her son to bring his boat back to the launch. If you own a boat, $100 for the season is not too much, said Charlebois. When told that funds from the boat launch fees would go toward putting maintaining the ramp and docks, Charlebois said, I think it's a good idea. In the fall, Gordon said he will pitch to council free boat launch and parking service for Indigenous and Métis people as a truth and reconciliation effort. It's something I'd like to pass and go into effect for Truth and Reconciliation Day September 30th, Gordon said. North Simcoe approaches. North Simcoe's 4 municipalities each offer a single public boat launch ramp onto Georgian Bay that can be used by residents and visitors alike. However, fees and parking availability differ for each municipality. Here's the rundown. Tiny Township operates a free boat launch at Jackson Park at 1 Marina Drive. Parking requires either a resident permit or fees for both the vehicle and trailer. Resident permits are free for the first vehicle can be obtained through the website. Parking fees are $2.50 per hour or $20 per day per spot, so $5 per hour or $40 per day for a vehicle and trailer. For more information, visit the website. Penetanguishene. The town of Penetanguishene operates both a boat launch and marina service from the historic port of Penetanguishene at the foot of Main Street. There is a full range of fees for service 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. midweek and 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on weekends in July and August. A $10 fee covers a launch without parking. The daily launch ramp with trailer parking fee for residents is $20 and for non-residents is $30. There is also weekend, week-long fees and season fees. A season's pass for launch and parking of one vehicle and boat trailer is $150 for residents and $210 for non-residents. For full information, click here. Midland. The town of Midland operates a concrete public boat launch ramp at Pete Pettersen Park at 159 Marina Park Avenue. For the first time, Midland has initiated a resident season pass of $100 for the season for use of the launch with vehicle and trailer parking. Residents can purchase the annual pass at the harbor office at the foot of King Street or the Midland Administration Center at 575 Dominion Avenue during business hours. Online payment options are not currently available. The daily launch fee is $10, without parking. Daily parking is $2 per hour for vehicles, no trailers. The visitor fee for launch with trailer and vehicle parking is $50 per day. Payment is taken at the parking terminal on site. Parking can be purchased for an overnight stay. Tay Township. Tay Township operates one free boat launch at the foot of Albert Street in Victoria Harbour. While the launch is free, parking is limited. Residents and property owners can apply for a free annual boat launch parking permit through the township office at 450 Park Street during business hours or go here. The permit is required to park at 110 and 145 Albert Street, library parking lot. Parking hours at that location is limited to Monday to Friday 5:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. No overnight parking is permitted. For visitors, there is a few parking spots at the launch. There is also spaces on William Street, and for vehicles without trailers there is spaces at 110 Albert Street and Veterans Lane.